I'm Kurt Anderson, and you're listening to Studio 360. This month in New York, all the big cultural institutions are featuring art and artists from Berlin. The Berlin Philharmonic is at Carnegie Hall, and there are special exhibitions at the Guggenheim and the Museum of Modern Art and all over town. In the years since the wall fell, Berlin has emerged as a hotspot for cosmopolitan creative people. Kind of like when Ernest Hemingway and Josephine Baker and Gertrude Stein holed up in Paris in the 1920s, 80 years later, Berlin is the place to be. Sadiq Bey is a 56-year-old poet and musician from Detroit who has lived in Berlin for the last 3 years, and we asked him what the city offers an American artist.
What's your name again?
Sadiq Bey. I'm a poet.
You're a poet, okay.
But I've been a musician for like 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a New York artist that found solace in Berlin. Because it's a new city, it's only, what, 18 years old at the most when the wall come down? That sense of Berlin, there's remnants, but it's not Berlin of old. The Berlin now is a very wide open space that welcomes anyone who can contribute something to its brand new baby culture. And that's why I feel like a participant in this rather than an outsider.
As above, so below. In the formidable language of dream, we select ourselves rather than the prime of dreams.
Schwarze Geist, the name of my group, is derived from an incident that occurred many, 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 many years ago when I was a child. My mom, at that time, this is in the 50s, worked as a waitress at a bridge club, a card game bridge, in Detroit, which was half a block from General Motors headquarters. The majority of the people were German Jewish people. I was referred to as the cute little Schwarze. And I'd ask my mom, you know, what's a Schwarze, mom? She didn't know. And years and years and years and years later, hearing someone say, you know, Schwarz means black in German. So I found out what they were saying. They're referring to me as a cute little black kid. So the spirit of that cute little Schwarze is here now. And then, of course, you know, through my sensibility, Schwarze Geist actually represents the shadow. Everyone's got a Schwarze Geist.
Right there.
This is my first CD as a solo, but I'm also the producer. Wait. Let me hear the figure.
As the mystery unfolds in the song of resurrection, Osiris is in the field, distributed in sections.
I have escaped from an analysis of writing poems and doing poetry or poetics and dealt with the delivery of a poem, a performance of a text, a bodily illustration that has music to accompany it. Berlin is pretty advanced culturally, I think. Now, you may not be a lot of money, but if you're not here for money and you're here for creativity, you're in the right place. There's lots of influences. There's lots of people to meet who can assist you or who you can assist, and you can collaborate. I don't find that so much anymore in the States. It's every man for himself, dog eat dog.
There's Gucci, there's Louis Vuitton. Good, it just goes on and on. And then there's Checkpoint Charlie.
I've seen so many installations in these 3 years having to do with the wall. And at one point they had a huge wall with names of everybody that died attempting to find their freedom in the West. In some ways, I feel I can identify with the East Germans who wanted their freedom. Being a black American, you know what I mean? Wanting your freedom in the country of origin. Wilfredo Lam and Nina Simone and James Baldwin, all of the artists who were expatriates and went to other places to get out of the Americas, was always a romantic idea for me. I didn't think it was ever possible until in the last 3 or 4 years. So I'm living a dream. Being in Berlin as an African-American artist, I know from the beginning is unique because there are not that many of us here. I've heard the word exotique, but that's sort of old-fashioned. I don't think I'm exotic in this place. I think they know instinctively what I am. I think I look like an artist. I think I walk like an artist. Yeah, I got that thing, baby. You know what I'm saying? There was a vacant slot for a poet from Detroit who lived in New York and is also a musician and a composer. And there was a place for me here. And so I read the advertisement in the Ethereal News and applied for the position.
Sadiq Bey is a poet and musician living in Berlin.